I've never seen as many dead squirrels on the road as I have this year. How about you? Charlie hasn't written a poem for a while, but the squirrel situation made him come out of retirement. Dead rodents everywhere. Walk and scamp along the road. 'Twas like a battlefield we strode. We couldn't help but stop and stare. Dead rodents everywhere. Squirrels are plenty, chipmunks too, and there were more than just a few critters free of all enslavement, plastered there upon the pavement. Acorn hunting in the street doesn't always end up sweet. They just don't get a lot of warning from commuters in the morning. Caffeinated, running late, who has got the time to wait for some darn rodent to decide to cross the street or run and hide? You watch and pray they'll be okay. Then you gotta look away as the school bus barrels through. And Squirrel, he don't know what to do. About to cross, he hesitates. And all you want to yell is, wait. Weren't you taught to look both ways? Or do them acorns make you crazed? Either way, the street's no place to hang around and stuff your face. Dodging cars, taking chances, save your hijinks for the branches. Scamp pulled, 'cause he was keen to up and leave this sorry scene. At least from this I took a pearl. On my feeder, one less squirrel. I did a little research on why we seem to have more dead squirrels on the road. I guess there was a bumper crop of acorns last year, so we have more squirrels, chipmunks, and other small rodents this year. Right now, the young squirrels are leaving the nest, and apparently they weren't taught to look both ways before crossing the road. Charlie says he thinks the town workers must clean up the road every now and then because the dead squirrels seem to disappear overnight. That, or were about to be attacked by a horde of flat zombie squirrels. I leave you with that thought. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.